Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 7-11. Rock. Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah. Funky fresh beats this morning.
Pretty sweet.
Wait, hold on. Are you still listening to Quad City DJs?
No.
I distinctly heard, hey, you, what you gonna do? Yeah, I can hear it in the background right now. You're listening to Quad City.
No, that's not me.
Was your wife working out and listening to Quad City? No, I know it's you, all right? I know you're listening.
Maybe it's me.
Just keep checking.
I can't get over it. I'm sorry. You triggered something in me, man.
He's going to have it on loop for the whole 4 hours of the show.
Dude, I'm about to go put on the uniform.
It's a banger, dude. It's a banger. Like I said, I don't blame you.
Name another movie. Name another Rookie of the Year. Still not as good as Space Jam.
No.
Like a kid movie, Heavyweights. I mean, that's not really a sports movie, but I'm just trying to think of kids movies that like size up to that.
Yeah. Or even sports movies. I mean, that's what I think you got to truly appreciate in Space Jam.
Is Angels in the Outfield. Great movie.
Great movie. Not Space Jam, though.
Not Space Jam. I mean, that movie made me play basketball. I got better at basketball because of that movie.
You know what ruined Angels in the Outfield is when Joseph Gordon-Levitt stood up and he did that stupid arm thingy. And it's like, all right, come on, you ruined it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sit down,
you're
embarrassing yourself.
That's funny.
I know that's a pivotal part of the movie, but still.
And you know what? Rudy? Not that good.
I think maybe because when you learn
it's overrated.
When you learn that some people don't have the nicest things to say about Rudy, you know what I mean? I don't know, though.
I mean, we met a guy at the golf tournament that was in the movie. He was the quarterback in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from that.
Yeah.
But
Rudy.
He's not that good of a football player. Don't put him. What are you putting him in for?
It's all about the heart, all right? You're 100 and nothing.
I mean,
5 foot nothing. 100.
That's all we
nothing.
Got. Yeah. This guy. Okay.
But it's about
good
the
luck.
It's about the heart. Okay. It's about the heart.
Imagine putting a Rudy in like today. Like today's
just
game.
Just get destroyed.
Just destroyed.
Just destroyed.
He died.
He died.
What?
This movie has a much worse ending.
The real life version kind of sucks.
Terrible. He got literally underneath a pile of actual football players, and he's dead.
And he's got God on his side. I mean, come on.
Rudy. We're all saying that at his funeral. Rudy.
Hey, remember the Titans? Better movie.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. God, that gives me goosebumps. Remember the Titans.
So I don't know if you experienced this, too, but the actual, like, real life Remember the Titans, they did, like, a tour around the U.S. where he like got to go like hang out and talk to him and ask him questions, and it was epic. Meeting the real team?
No, I never got to meet the real team.
Yeah, they did something at LMC. This is like back when I was in high school too. It's pretty neat. Anyway,
Rudy. Right. Let's get to it. Time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Yep.
Welcome to the pump. And welcome to the... All right, no, I'm not going to... Sorry. Pump that septic. Go see him.
Don't ruin it for him.
Well, some researchers at the University of Michigan discovered that eating a single hot dog shortens your lifespan by 36 minutes.
Joey Chestnut is literally shaking in his boots now.
He's like, wait, you say 36 minutes per hot dog?
Oh, God.
Why didn't anyone tell me that before I just ate 100 of them?
Exactly. That adds up when you're putting 70-some down at a time at competitions.
And how many years has Joey Chestnut been doing this? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That guy has got like a year left, man.
So how did he die? Let me take a guess. Wild guess.
36 minutes. They also found that a portion of bacon costs you 26 minutes, a cheeseburger costs about 9 minutes, and every soda you chug shortens your life by about 12 minutes. Now,
damn, a hot dog is more than bacon, huh?
Yeah. Well, lips and booty holes with salt in a intestinal case. Yeah, of course it's going to be worse.
I didn't know something could be worse than cooking something in straight, you know, just fat grease.
Yeah, that's how bad hot dogs are for you. Damn. They're worse for you than bacon, all right? Mm-hmm. The next time you're ready to just power throat that hot dog, just know 36 minutes, gone.
Gone.
Now, it's not all bad news, though. Supposedly, a portion of nuts can add almost 26 minutes to your life, so your mom's going to live forever.
You're a bastard. I'll give you that one.
You can win back 14 minutes by enjoying some baked salmon or bananas as well. So there
baked
you go.
Baked salmon.
Yeah, that's baked salmon. Not baked bananas, just a regular banana. Yeah. But I guess you could bake a banana. You could do like they do in Grandma's Boy and just throw it on the...
I don't care what you are, but I'm going to eat you too.
The wings to go with the breast. Really, this is just... It's not surprising, all right? I mean, if someone were to say, like, give you this hot dog and tell you what's in it and be like, do you think that's good for your lifespan or bad? Everybody gets bad. This is... I'm going to eat it and I'll probably shorten my life here on Earth.
Yet another study that's... Well, really not a study. It's just common sense.
Hey, have we figured out that cancer thing yet? No, but we know that if you eat a hot dog, 36
not
minutes,
good for you.
Gone. Yeah, I knew that already.
You went to school for how many years to figure that out?
I know that. Just quit telling me it. Anyway.
You know what, though? I know you're not the biggest fan of bacon. You're like the only one. But damn, it's good.
It's not that I don't like bacon. I think it's overrated. All these people that are just, bacon. It's like,
yeah,
relax.
Bacon smell. Yeah, you got bacon everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's not bad. I think Canadian bacon is better.
Which is what?
It's the round bacon. It's like the ham steaks.
It's like a cut of ham, basically. That's what it is, right?
Sorry, real quick. Brandon just messaged me. He said your wife's gonna live forever because of all the bananas she eats.
You know what, Brandon? Shut up. I got nothing.
This is a rough one for you. This is a rough one for you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Where are the coals? I'm getting drugged to them.
Anyway, there you go. So hot dog's going to kill you. Bananas going to keep you alive. Actually, maybe with this next story, we can eat all the hot dogs we want because science has figured a way to keep us alive. Scientists have figured out a way to bring dead pig organs back to life. A pig was dead for more than an hour, but scientists at Yale University figured out a way to get the heart beating again. They pumped a cocktail of synthetic fluids through the pig's body that protects organs and tissue from dying off. This kind of breakthrough could reshape the transplant industry and maybe someday bring humans back to life, because that's what we need. That's what we need.
What? Yeah. Didn't they do that in Pet Cemetery, that movie where I think so.
It
didn't work out.
No.
It didn't really work out.
No, that ended horribly, right?
Yeah.
Horribly.
Yeah, once you're dead, you're dead. You know,
all right? I don't think Frankenstein's monster was really enjoyed by people.
It's pretty crazy, though. Bringing up, how long you said, like an hour?
The pig was dead for an hour. And so I don't know if they, like, the pig died and then they started pumping the cocktails in to keep everything.
How does
that work
with the brain, though? Because once a brain dies, it's hard to bring back, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, your body may still be alive, but in your brain, like, your brain doesn't last very long
without
oxygen.
Your brain dead,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
You can't bring that back.
I think so. But, dude, this is wild, man, because you think about, like, we're on the precipice of, like, some really huge medical breakthroughs.
Hey, that's crazy.
I'm hoping for.
You know what that'd be great for? Think about, like, you know, the ambulance ride to the hospital.
I think that's the main goal of this, is to keep organs for transplant.
A lot of people die on the way. You know, just pump them full of that stuff.
I mean, right now, don't we just put them in coolers and like, hey, you better go fast.
Right.
You know?
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah. I mean, you got organ transplants stuck in traffic. I think maybe we'll have to not worry so much, you know. That Yeti cooler that you got has got a heart in it, and you need to get over there. Well, that's
you
actually,
know all the only insulin that I use for the diabetes.
Yeah,
that's all from pigs.
You got pig insulin.
Pig insulin in my body. Yeah, it's wild.
Weird.
That's where they extract it from. They just have farms of pigs, and they're pulling the insulin out of them. I mean, I don't know how it works, but
I'm no scientist. But I'm
a scientist.
I'm assuming they just milk the pigs, right? They got all they just milk pigs.
I don't think you can milk insulin, but
I think that's what they do. They just right in there,
right into a little petri dish.
But wait, it's all male pigs. Where's this coming from? Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Wee, wee, wee.
I love pigs. They taste great. They're keeping me alive.
We're doing great studies on them. You're just full of pig stuff. Yeah. You can have a pig kidney in you.
Yeah.
So, eat all the hot dogs you want, and then we'll just get fresh organs from pigs. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Pump you full of that stuff.
Lastly, I did want to get your take on this, and this may even fall under WTF, but there's this dad, all right? His name is Jordan Driscoll. He's a father of five-year-old quintuplets. He posted a video on Instagram of his kids connected by a leash in public, and one person said, "They're not dogs. How about teaching them what to do?" Another said, "Are you going to train them to pull a sleigh next?" Which, that's pretty funny. But Jordan isn't letting it bother him, saying the commenters should come walk a mile in my shoes. Which, that's true. Five-year-old quintuplets. That's a lot of kids. Yeah. I would leash them up. I would.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids to keep an eye on. Yeah. I don't have a kid, so I don't know. How do you feel about putting a leash on your kid at Disney World?
Now, having a kid, I'm like, I really don't think there's anything wrong with it. Because you can sit there all day and say, why don't you just train them better? All right? Just blah, blah, blah. You should teach. Kids are kids, man. They're crazy.
They're quick.
They're crazy.
Nimble.
Like, my daughter has dead-ass looked me in the eye while I'm telling her, no, Riley, no, don't. No. And she just locked eyes with me, and she'll do it anyways.
Just no
do
means it yes.
Anyway. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do about it, old man? And then she scurries off.
But having quintuplets on one leash, doesn't look the greatest, probably.
It's not like it was just one. It was one connected to multiple. So, it's not like they were all just, like, in line, like marching to the.
You know how you do it? You get one of those bikes that you can put, like, five people on. Now you kind of have a leash, but it doesn't look as bad.
Could you imagine trying to keep that bike upright with a bunch of kids who aren't good at pedaling? Get out of here.
Nobody is pedaling but me.
Yeah. Hey, I don't feel any pedaling back there. We're tired. Actually, it's funny. We had our sister-in-law visiting this past weekend, mm-hmm. and she has two kids, and they've outgrown. She brought this backpack that has a leash on it. She's like, oh, yeah, I had to use this with my daughter. She's just like, okay. And I'm like, I'm all for it. I think,
Is it retractable?
No, it's kind of like line. It's got like a little spring to it, which is weird. You think you wouldn't want to put a spring because that kind of slingshots the kid backwards. They take off on a dead sprint, hit the end of that. They're heading back. Yeah.
All right. So I guess I haven't seen this in the wild. When you're leashing your kid, where's the end of that leash going? Around the neck?
No. It's like on the back. It's like in the haunches.
Harness?
Well, think about this. This is a backpack that you snap on, and then it's got a little leash on there. And, like, the leash is on the back, so. it's not like you're going to the Iditarod, all right? You don't have. Mush, children, mush.
Go, mush.
We got to beat the Russians.
Anyway.
But, I don't know. Now, after having a kid and seeing even just with one kid, I couldn't imagine. So I'm not. If this works for this dad, go for it. Leash him up.
I mean, him riding a skateboard at the same time probably isn't a good look. But
he's got his longboard, cruising, drinking a latte while his kids are just whipping through the park. Hey man, they got to burn off that candy I gave them somehow. It's not like not like he's got him in the front yard on one of those like clothesline leashes. You've seen like a dog that's in between trees. He's got the kids going back and forth playing with the sprinkler. It's not that bad.
The ice cream truck is coming and they hit the end of that leash. It's not a good look.
Just dead sprint.
It's terrible.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's not like he's got a shock collar on him, all right? They get past the border of the house.
They never leave the yard for some reason.
Hey, I got that thing turned up high, all right?
It's terrible.
Once they learn, I'll turn it down to a beep, but for now. Anyway. All right. There you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock